What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's the young Jehovah Witness, Pizzo Bam Wham. You Jehovah know what it is.
Witness. Are you a Jehovah Witness?
Yeah, nah.
Anyways, thank y'all for tuning in. 94.9 The City, City Boys, the unfiltered voice of the youth of Fort Myers. Arriba, arriba, way. What's up, out here, back again.
All that.
Live in effect.
Yes, sir.
Going through a midlife crisis. Mexican for the day.
Yup.
Anyways, man.
Four Locos on deck.
Four Locos. Nah, I don't rock with Four Locos, bro.
We killing kidneys today.
I haven't drunk Four Locos since I was like 22, bro.
I'm capping because I never in my life drank a Four Loco.
They're disgusting, bro. They don't even taste good.
They don't even taste like soda?
No, bro. They taste like bad wine. They taste like...
Taste like outdoors.
Like wine you buy at Toys R Us. Like, I don't know. It just tastes disgusting.
That's weird.
Yeah, it tastes nasty, bro.
I hate to make you make bad decisions.
But what up, man? What's up with you, Pizzo? Let's recap a little bit.
I'll get my life together, dog.
I thought you say that every episode, bro.
Because every day is a work in progress, dog. But every day I'm making these big boy steps, and I'm just happy that I get to make them. You know what
Why
I'm
you
saying?
Feel like you got to get your life together?
Because this is a necessity. I can't be...
Is your life fucked up? Your life ain't fucked up, though. I feel like you're doing pretty good.
Nah, but it got to match my lifestyle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's real.
It got a match. So I've been making it match lately. And
yo, that's important, bro. Like, there's a lot of people out here whose lives don't match their lifestyle.
You know what I'm saying?
Specifically IG models.
And I was able to pick up on that before I ended up being one of these dudes who was lost in the sauce out here.
So yeah.
That's why I've been, you know, curving the babies and doing the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Peace, I think I'm going to take notes from you, bro. I think I'm giving
up. I take notes from you. We can switch it,
man. Hey, that's my dog. I think I'm going to give up hold. I think I'm going to settle down, be, you know what I'm saying? Be like a nice, boring old, you know what I'm saying? Like, be like a Henry, you know what I'm saying? Like a boring boyfriend. Like
a Jacob.
Like a, nah, I know some lit Jacob. My brother Jacob. Jacob, nah, man. Like a.
Nah, Jacob is lit. I can't say Jacob.
Like a, I don't know.
Like a Mark.
Like a Mark. Nah, Mark's lit too, bro. Mark, I think of Mark Wahlberg. I think of Mark, the billionaire. I forgot his name. Mark Cuban.
Okay.
Like, it's a kind of
lame,
Marks.
But he got money, so that's cool.
He not lame, though. He just old. I feel like once you get old, you get like a certain kind of lame. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You want to be that kind?
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with that.
I'm already lame, like, to my little brother. Like, my little brother in high school, he'd be like hitting me with lingo, and I'd be like, I don't know. Like the other day, he called me Slime. He was like, "What up, Slime?" And he was like, going like this.
Nah.
I'm like, "You picking your nose? You got boogers or something?" That's what I said. Like, you got boogers, you got cold. He was like, "Nah, that's like Slime." And I was like, "What Slime mean?"
This ain't Nickelodeon.
Yeah, nah, but he get it from like Young Thug and them. Like, that's where he picking it up from.
Oh, man.
I'm like, "Bro, what Slime mean?" Oh, another thing, bro, you know, like when people be doing that?
Yeah, that's Fort Myers, though.
But what is that?
Dropping the ski.
I asked my brother that because he be doing that all the time. I'm like, bro, you don't even know what that mean, bro. Like, that's my generation. He was like, nah, I know what it mean. I know what I was like, what's it called? He's like, I don't even know.
Yeah, like, do bro, it,
you're not going to tell us about us.
We're going to drop the ski on the bit.
But
what we got in store today, dog?
Man, we got a lot of, I feel like since we speaking about the youth, I feel like these topics we got are going to educate the youth on what to do and what not to do in a romantic level.
I'm saying? Back on this.
Something like that. I feel like we the young relationship,
you know what I'm saying?
Fake experts out here.
Baby,
you know what
gurus
saying?
In
the the lost gurus.
Lost gurus.
All right, so
advice right 70% of the time.
So this is something that we talked about before, like I feel like approaching a girl in person is a lost art, bro. I feel like.
Yeah, that's kind of like an art I never really learned, to be honest.
But yo, it's crazy to me how people don't learn that, though. Like,
I don't know if you can learn it, bro. Cause
you just gotta do it.
Yeah, you just gotta do it. But it's the things that keep you from doing it, like rejection and looking stupid.
I feel like the key to that is you just gotta not care.
Yeah, but I care.
What I know, do? But you gotta like.
You be like, "Hey, go look at a girl." Like,
you just gotta break out.
Like
the
worst situations, bro, is like when my dogs try to set me up with women. Like, cause it's always good. Like, if I'm able to go out there and approach it like on my own,
yeah,
I feel like it's successful that way. Cause it's like I actually want this, so the vibe gonna be there. But my dog, he'll hit me up and he be like, "Yo, I got this chick. You get a friend." Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really want to do it. But then I end up looking lame because I can't, you know, make it get right. And I'm like,
I feel like that's easier, though, because when you wingman She already know what's up. She already know, like,
yeah,
her friend talking to kid, and then he finna bring his homeboy, and then you, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They already know. I feel like, to me, it was always difficult. It was difficult, but then I liked it when I got older. Like, it was always like, when you alone, and you approach a girl, like, and she, yeah, with a group of friends, she her homegirls, like four of them,
mm-hmm,
and you just walk up to them by yourself, and you just, that's like a talk next, about you. That's like a next level player. Like, you just,
bro, every guy should that do that. Confidence. They get talked about so bad. That's
not unless you hit net though. Unless you make the, you know,
how
man?
Would you, like, you gotta be, you just gotta have your mojo that day. I don't really see that.
You just gotta not what care. What would be a scenario, bro?
Like, all right, I'm just not gonna care. She with her friends, and I'm finna make this happen.
To me, like, the few times that I've done it is like when I want my own boys. I did, yeah.
Oh, then I can't even much be talking to you this crazy. Nah, you know so.
Nah,
you know
it's like, it's usually like, you know, like, it'd be like me and my homeboys, and it's a bunch of girls, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell my homeboy, you know, look at whatever, and they'll gas me up, they'll hype me up to go do it. And I know, like, I might not ever see this girl ever again. It's like,
that's like, a big factor.
It's like,
yeah,
I might not see her again. And like, so I just go up to her and I just, you know what I'm saying? Just introduce myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Start a little conversation. You got to make a laugh.
What's
though.
An icebreaker?
Ain't no icebreaker, bro. You ain't no icebreakers? You just got to do it. I feel like when you have like an icebreaker, like, it no give routine it room to go left. Do. Nah, like.
I can't just go at that every time and be like, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, nah, of course. That's natural. You just got to, you know, introduce yourself.
Because if I get that, I feel like, all right, it's been times where it's like, boom. Baddest baby I ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
the opportunity. I open up my mouth, nothing come out because I feel like the next day it's gonna come out gonna be lame as fuck.
Nah.
And I just stand in line like I was never about to talk to this. Like, never mind. Like,
I feel like when you go in, you gotta go in like a Navy SEAL, bro. You gotta be like, you gotta go in with a plan. Yeah. You gotta be in and out quick. Cause if you hang around too long, get awkward, and her friends like, what you doing here? Like,
but it have been times where it's like, We linked like on a mutual interest type of shit. Like,
oh, of course.
Like, we in school together. So if you stand next to me, I'm like, what page you on? Like, like that'll be like something to start to come. Other than that, it's like, I'm so lame when it comes to in person.
My dog said,
hand to hand, come back, all that. I can't do it.
Nah,
it
you scares gotta, me. You gotta make a laugh, bro. You gotta make it laugh quick too. Like,
I could do that on accident. Like, I got trip and fall without.
Nah, that's like, not. Nah.
When I'm trying to be funny though, like, it never works. When I'm naturally funny, like, it's cool. But when I try to crack a joke, I can't never get the punchline either.
Dog, that's kind of crazy. That's crazy. I feel like with social media, people don't do that nowadays.
What?
Like, approach people in person, approach girls in person.
Oh, of course. This is all DM activity. Like, everything is DM activity.
Damn, I'm asking.
And that's kind of like why I suck at it, because it's been DM activity all my life, bro. Like,
I feel like DMs is lame. I feel like everybody is, like.
But that's just
I feel like
how
you stand out. I feel like you stand out when you in person.
Let me tell you how we used to get girls. Like, we ain't had this like whole hand to hand comeback. Like, come, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the old school used to have it.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
came in the era where like. The computer was new, so everything, we trying to do everything on the computer. So when it came to, like, getting into this girl chest, it started off with, boom, she posted 5 pictures.
Mm.
We exchanged likes back and forth. That's step one.
The likes.
We exchanged the likes, boom. Step two, you get to the comments, you know what I'm saying? Where you able to comment on the picture, and you know it's a good chance she go comment back.
Mm.
Then step three was, like, you just got tired of the whole liking and exchanging comments. Then somebody eventually get in the DM. And then that's when the number get exchanged. And that's the love story. We getting married and being divorced in 2 years. Like,
married and divorced
that's
in 2 years.
That's how it is. So that whole, I see a girl out in public, that shit, like, it's new, but it's so old to us. And it's, like, so many guys, like, they'll flag out when it comes to, like, shooting their shot and making it.
I feel like that's how you get some hair on your chest.
I know, but we ain't got no OGs out here telling us like how to do it, man. We just got people that make fun of us once we flop. Like, ain't nobody gonna say congratulations when you successfully bag her. They gonna be like, all right, she gonna leave you soon. Nobody ever say congratulations. So it's like, we don't know if we doing it right. Like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. Either I do it right or somebody go hop on my chair and talk about it.
Hey, is it, how you feel about girls that like approach you?
I like them. And they take advantage of me every time.
Is there such thing as like her being too forward? Like too like Sometimes it throws me off. Though. I don't know.
Actually like that because it's like, I like girls who ain't got that ego that's just like, because there's some girls that just like, they like your picture and that's their way of hopping in the DMs. Ain't going to be nothing else. So I appreciate the girls that might take the extra step and be like, hey, I like you.
Nah.
It just care like the extra shit for me. Like, now I know.
Because
it might be a good chance that, I mean, I'm a man. I usually like almost every other female that like me because it's like men don't get love like that.
Relax, bro. You say it sound like you saying you don't got no standards, my brother. Like,
nah, I'm just saying the girls that know what they want, yeah. I usually want them. I want a girl who know what they want. So that's really what I'm getting to.
I remember one time I was at I think Joanne Fabrics. I swear to God, I was with my mom, bro. I must have been like 16, yeah. 17, whatever.
Thank you.
And we there, we in the cash register, and she buying stuff. I'm just there.
Yeah.
And then after like the cashier ring her out and she put the stuff in a bag, the cashier like turned to me. She's like, hey, my homegirl wants your number. And she pointed at her homegirl, the other cashier, like behind her.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my mom and I'm looking at her and I'm just like, yo, this is so awkward, dog. Like, I don't know what, cause my mom looking at me like, what you finna do? And I'm looking at my mom like, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
can I get her number?
I don't want to disrespect. And then I'm looking at the girl like,
who you not trying to disrespect? Moms or what?
I don't know. It's weird, dog. It's just like, I was like 16, bro. I'm like, yeah. A teenager, I'm going through all these hormones, I'm growth spurts, like, yeah. I got a fucking little mustache, like, it was weird, bro, and I was like, I froze up, and I just walked away, bro, asshole, like, I just walked away, because I didn't know what to say.
I would have did the same thing as a teenager.
And that's what I mean, like, too forward, like, damn, bro, yeah. Like, chill out, man, like, I'm with moms right now, we buying fabric, we at Joanne Fabric.
That's just wrong timing, though, I don't think that's too forward. Say if it was, like, just you by yourself, it's in Joanne's fabric without moms. How that situation would have
First of all, me being Joanne Fabrics by myself, wild. Like, I don't know what I'd be buying.
I mean, you make t-shirts. I'm trying to make sense of it. Oh, no.
I guess. I'm trying to think of something. That's.
She would have still not got as much
pay. I probably would have, you know, dove in.
Is it factors to, like, girls who come at you, like.
What you mean?
Like, all right, it's a girl that come at me, right? But yeah. It's going to be this type of girl. If she come at me, I'm going to offer it, be like, nah. But if another type. I might accept it. Like, what factors would make it okay?
If I think she cute.
Just being cute.
And it depends how she come at me, though. That's another thing. I don't like when girls is too forward.
Yeah. I be letting that pretty privilege, like, slide too many times. Like, if she come at me and she fine, then it's like, I'm interested. But if she come at me and she average, and I'm like, what is you doing? It's like, I don't know. It's easier for me to get.
Nah, she gotta come at me. She gotta come at me with some game. She gotta talk smooth, like.
But females don't spit game, though. It just be like, hi.
No, some females spit game. Some females know what they know what to say and how to say it.
I don't run into that. Because, like, people would just be so scared of being talked about. So they don't never come out with their A game. So they'll just come out with either the hi or you want a link. It's either something simple as hell.
Pizza, we gotta get you to some cougars, bro.
I think I need some cougars, bro. Because like I could just show you my DMs and how, like, mundane they are. They're so mundane. Just so.
I mean,
they could be fun, but they just so mundane. Like,
because you got to run into, like, a 42-year-old.
Yeah.
She got two kids. She take care of them by herself.
How old is her kids, though?
Come on, man. You asked too many questions, bro. You diving in too, like,
I think too much.
Don't matter, bro, because you might know
him. Damn. That's what I said. What if I was they pop order coach 2 years ago or something? Like,
yo, I don't know if I should be telling this story. I got a homeboy.
Yeah.
Actually, damn. I'm going to tell, like, bits and pieces. You know what I'm saying? Cause mm-hmm. There's no snitching. Anyways, I got a homeboy.
You about to snitch. Yeah, go ahead.
Just throw him a fake name. I can't do it, bro. I'm so interested right now.
I might learn from this, dog. You got to finesse the story out now, man.
All right, I'm a make up the whole story, but it's not made up. You know what I'm saying?
Like same concept.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
I got a homeboy named Tito.
Yeah.
His name obviously not really Tito, but Tito we're going to go with that. I got a homeboy named Tito who always used to flirt with our math teacher, Miss Willis.
Yeah.
We was in like 7th grade.
Miss Willis was on that?
Listen. Let me finish the story.
Yeah.
Miss Willis is fine. was fine, still is fine. Hymus was. She would always brush him off like, well, I know your mama. Ooh, yeah. Me and your mama went to university together, man. You would, whatever. I'm a send you the principal's office. Shut up.
Yeah.
Mind you, we was in seventh grade. Fast forward, we like 25.
Yeah.
By this time, Miss Willis like.
Yeah.
At that time, Miss Willis was like.
In a prime.
Early 30.
Yeah.
Now Miss Willis like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? She ain't old though. She still, you know what I'm saying?
Is in the air now.
My boy like, hey, I'm finna social media pop up.
Yeah.
Miss Willis got a Facebook, then she got an Instagram, then she got a Twitter, she got a Snap. She young Miss, you know what I'm saying?
Showing her real life.
My homeboy, you know, whatever. And then he's like, hey, I'm finna get that, bro. I'm like, no, you not, bro. Like,
it's not Miss Willis.
A teacher, bro.
Yeah, like, that's Miss Willis.
She gave me a D. What you talk about, like, yeah. Bro? And he was like, nah, I'm finna get that, bro. Like, watch. And the next thing you know, he get a number. And then he started texting. And he showed me the text.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you finna get that, bro. Like, bro, she gave me a D, bro. You better give her the D to make up for the D that she gave. You know what I'm saying? You better hold it down.
And you know what I'm getting out of this?
Hey, bada boom, bada bing. They did the thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
and it was a successful DM.
It was,
but he couldn't.
But they already knew each other though.
But he wasn't doing it in person though.
But oh, here's the thing though.
He wasn't doing it in person. Was he? It sounded like he wasn't getting no play in person.
Cause he was in seventh grade, bro. He was kids.
But we got out of that. Like, I feel like the DM factor was the whole what made him get it.
Nah.
He had enough time to think about it.
There was a you're right. I'm proving you right.
You know what I'm saying? He making this move.
Yeah.
Like, Miss Willis ain't got nobody showing her DMs.
Shout out Miss Willis, man.
Yeah, she sounded like.
Shit.
All that, yeah. But man, what's next, man? Since we off of that.
I don't know, bro. It's like a trap. This, for the record, I ain't bring up this topic because I don't know.
Why
this,
you ain't bring up
this topic? Your topic,
you knew
bro.
More about it.
Relations.
You knew more about it.
Relations with a friend.
Oh. You know more about that than I would.
Bro, I don't, bro. Like.
What, bro. You
I tell, never.
Every time I bring up anything that got to do with relationships, bro, you got something to teach me on that test. But, so you telling me this?
But
the
I ain't
only
never
thing.
Like I ain't never hook up with a friend, and then after just be friends. Like I ain't never did that. I don't even know.
But we ain't asked that part yet. We asked hooking up with a friend. That's what you brought up. So
oh,
it's
nah.
Like, damn, you already done.
Nah. I mean, of course, but like.
So, but you already know about the aftermath then, right?
What you mean?
Because you saying, like, you hooking up with her and you're not going to be friends with her after the fact. So, is that usually the aftermath? When,
for
like,
me, yeah, bro. Like, I can't, I don't think I've ever, like, just hooked up with a girl as, a, like, be her friend, yeah. Hook up with her, and then just keep being her friend. Like, it never really.
Have you ever, like, really met a girl with just pure intentions of, like, I'm going to be her friend type of thing?
Yeah, I got homegirls as just friends.
Did it like come up? Did it start off that way, or was they like friends because like they was your dog girl or something like that?
Nah. It was just friends.
Yeah. And has that thought ever crossed your mind? Like maybe I would fuck her if the chance. I shouldn't have said that, but maybe I should. Like maybe I would if the chance presented itself.
Nah. Because I feel like once you have that thought, I feel like
but what,
that's
what,
too close to the line.
What suppresses that thought? Like, what makes it
not
even.
I don't look
even,
at them like that. I don't know.
Yeah, like, what makes it not even cross your mind? Like,
either we've, like, been so involved in each other's life that it's just not, like, there. You know what I'm saying? Like, or either I don't find them attractive or just, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. Because some of my homegirls is, like, fine. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I just never thought of them that way.
I got some homegirls that's like, we cool now, but back in the past, like, it was some attraction though.
Yeah.
But it's just like, the way they move, the way I move, it was like, nah, we know we ain't gonna like each other if we ever talk to each other.
Yeah,
like that.
I think that's part of it.
But at the same time, I still feel like it started because I was attracted to them and they was attracted to me. I ain't really had like no. I mean, I have a couple, like, and that was just because I wasn't attracted to him, and that's how they became that whole, like, sister role and stuff like that.
Yo, do you feel like it's possible to, like, hook up with a girl, then, like, just be friends? Mind you, nobody really know y'all hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, say, like, your dog, like, wants to date her, like, does that make it awkward?
It only makes it awkward to, like, me, but I mean, to them, obviously not, because it be times where it's like, bro, like, you the nigga that's in the way. Because it's been times where it's like,
what you mean?
Might have a girl, you got a homeboy.
Yeah.
They low-key like each other, but you ran across her first, and that's the only thing that happened.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And then when I get done with them, then boom, they already. And it's like, I can't get in my feelings about that, because I felt like that was probably happening the whole time. So I don't know my verdict on that completely, but yeah, it is, bro. It's awkward because it was like, hey, that was mine. And it's like, now you trying to make that yours.
Not only you trying to make that yours, yeah, you trying to cuff.
But I watched recently, I watched something called She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix if y'all ain't watch it. And basically what I learned from that show is that we don't own women.
Yeah, that's true.
So I can't be as possessive as, like, I don't know, in my nature, like, I'm naturally possessive. Like, that's my woman. That's my woman. But I had to get rid of that whole mindset, because it's like, not especially nowadays, we just don't own women. Like, nobody owns them. They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And you can't control that. Only thing you can control is yourself.
Here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you should have that convo with your homeboy?
Of course, if that's what hurt you, if you ain't gonna be...
I mean, like, say you smash, for lack of better terms,
yeah,
and then next thing you know they start dating, but he don't know.
Oh, he don't know you hit.
Yeah. Do you think like you and her should tell him, or she should tell, or you should tell him, or just don't bring it up?
Now that's tricky, bro. That's so tricky, because you already know like both sides of that. Like, bro, it can be either bro, like, you just hating, or it can be B, you don't say nothing, and then it's like, you slimy, you ain't my dog.
That's hard, bro.
Right.
And you know what's crazy? 4 miles is small, bro.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I stopped getting my feelings. And I ain't saying I had a situation like this, but it was close to it. And I just hit up my dog, and I was like, nah, that ain't the same situation. That's not the situation I hit my dog, girl. Nah, it's like, if it's been, if I hit her and I ain't know, like, bro, ain't know, I feel like it's just common courtesy, like, as your dog. So, like, he ain't not here extra PDA. Because it feels crappy, like, when you head over heels over a female and it's like, your best friends, they all done slap their meat across her face and stuff. And you just like, this is my baby girl. But nobody tells you, like, you feel like ish when you find out about it, like, oh, y'all ain't real, y'all ain't tell me, blah, blah, blah.
But see, here's the thing, bro, that done backfired on me before. Like, yeah. I had a homeboy, you know, it was a female, and it was a one-time thing, bro. Like, we was drunk, like, it was her birthday, and
yeah.
And then my homeboy started cuffed her. Mm-hmm. And that's my homeboy. Like,
yeah.
I'm cool with kid. So I give him the heads up, like, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Just so you know. So I wrote him this. He ain't right back. Bruh, 2 hours later, I get a phone call from her.
Yeah.
Why you told him that? Da-da-da-da-da? I'm like, oh man, like, why he done went and ran back and told her that I said,
yeah,
and she's like, why you? I'm like,
Meek Mill had a line like this.
I'm like, why you?
Yeah, Meek Mill said something about he had a chick. She was funny as hell. I went to tell her, and then once I told him, he was running back.
Like, bro, why would you do? Like, I feel like
my best advice for that situation is just keep it real with yourself. Just do what you feel like. It's gonna help you sleep at night.
Yeah.
Either you want to keep it, if you want to stay silent, but you gotta take that to the grave though. You can't be busting out after the fact when they break up. Like, yeah, bro, I had hit that too. Is it, if you're gonna be quiet about it, you gotta be quiet the rest of your life, because obviously it ain't worth mentioning. So that's how I look at it. If that's gonna help you sleep at night, you tell bro, like, hey, I had a relationship with it, when that serious, now you can do what you want with that information.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much how it move. You can get mad at whoever you want to do, because that ain't my business at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I told him my business.
What if like, it's a girl and she dated one of your homeboys, but they break up and now she like showing interest. Like, is there like a time limit? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it like a...
Nah, you just gotta know your dog. Cause sometimes my dog just be messing with a chick. He don't care about a bitch. He just And sometimes I'm just messing with it. And so he'll ask me, he'll be like, hey, bro, it's great if I hop on her. I'll be like, bro, I don't love that. She's like, I don't care. And then, boom, he trying to get on her chair. He might not get her because she don't feel the same way. But I respect the fact that he kept it real to know, like, hey, I like this chick that you was once messing with.
Yeah.
I'm about to get out of. Because it's just the whole, it's trust. That's what I kept like. I don't care about what you do with my ex, but if you're doing it sneakily, trying to hide it from me, that's what I care about. But if you tell me no, like, hey, I like it, because it's, I know my city's so small.
Yeah.
I know somebody gonna have somebody at least twice.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it.
I feel like there gotta be a time limit. Like,
what would be like a time limit?
I don't know, bro.
I mean, of course, nothing fresh. Like, the next day, the next month.
If they just broke up, like, nah.
Yeah.
It gotta be, I don't know, bro.
But you just gotta know your dog. Like, if your dog was really in love with her and you know your dog's in love with her, then that just ain't real. Like, you know, like, one thing, we do got a code, even though we don't care about these, even though, like, we'll smash whatever, we got a code. And the code is, like, if that's your man, that's who you love, that's your wife,
baby mama,
off limits.
Yeah. Nah.
If that's just somebody you, like, talking to, that's nothing. Everybody talk, you know what I'm saying? So. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just as far as I go with that situation. That's all.
Bro, it'd be a lot of dudes I see in a club taking pictures with their arm around each other, like,
mm-hmm.
and they be like, like, his BM be with, I'll be like, yo.
And that's slimy.
Y'all crazy.
Because you ain't even got to do it like that. I feel like it's no more loyalty. And I feel like back in the days, bro, we used to be able to, like, just, not saying we were sharing these O's, but. It's just like, when you're done with them, you're done with them. Ain't no sliminess that come with it. You know exactly what's going on in everybody's game room. Nobody ending up embarrassed. Like, it's so transparent. But nowadays, it's like everybody trying to hide everything. And they like, and that just let me know they doing something they not supposed to be doing in the first place. And so I think that's the only reason they get the backlash, because it's just, it's slimy to begin with.
Yeah, man. It's a dirty world out there.
Right.
It's a dirty, dirty world, and Fort Myers even dirtier.
Yeah. We try to clean it up.
We like the Ghostbusters out here.
We like the Ghostbusters out here. Don't call us, though.
No, yeah, don't call. Yeah, don't call us. All right, so another topic I'm thinking about here, bro, is like, and this is something that I've been dealing with, actually. This is real. I've really been dealing with, like, the thought of this for, like, the past few months.
And what's that?
It's like, should your girlfriend or your wife, like, would you prefer she's like a housewife or like she's like a hustler? She got like her own.
Oh, that's a good question. Like, as far as like what she does with her time.
Yeah,
that's
because like when I was younger, I'd be like, nah, like I need a girl that's a hustler. She got her own stuff going on. That way we could build together on some power couple stuff. Woo, woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I get older, bro, and it's like I be talking to older people because every room I go into. Except for this room. But every room I'm into, I'm always like the jit, bro. Like, I be around older people.
Yeah, that's like me. Yeah,
and it's like I be hearing them talk. And I be hearing them like how they move. And it's like, I don't know, bro. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? An independent woman is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But like, a lot of these older guys that I know, you know, they be like, nah, like, she don't gotta work. Like, she can stay home. I make enough money. I'll take care of her, whatever she want. Ooh, yeah. Whoop. Like, that's my wife. That's my queen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I treat her as such. She was trying to work. I told her to quit. Like, I don't need you over here sweating at Home Depot. Like, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's something about that. It's like a next level type boss type. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
feel that. Are they happy that way?
Nah, they happy.
Yeah.
As far as the woman, I don't know.
My questions are for the women. It's like, is she happy being a housewife?
Yeah.
My thing is like, I really don't care if she's a housewife or a hustler, but I care like that she has a life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just cause you're a housewife don't mean you just be home like knitting like, all day.
Have something that's gonna make you happy. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna be the guy that gotta make myself happy, make you happy, make the household happy. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be like, if she happy being a hustler, going out, making her coins, and that give us something to talk about at the end of the day, some fulfillment, something that we can share, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool with that. But if she want to be at home, like, cooking, being productive, hanging out with her friends or whatever.
Yeah.
If I'm able to support that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that too,
yeah.
Then I ain't got a problem. But what would I prefer? What would you prefer in this situation?
I don't know, bro. When I was, like I said, when I was younger, like, I wanted a hustler, bro. I wanted a girl.
What was like the main reasons like for wanting to hustle when you was younger?
Cause I ain't feel like I ain't want you to blow up my phone all day asking where I'm at. I want you to be busy so you can leave me alone.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's kinda a little selfish. Nah, but I also felt like a power couple, like, you know what I'm saying? I always felt like if you getting it and I'm getting it, one of us take a L, the other one's there to support, they're able to maintain. Like that backbone. Yeah, yeah, like I always felt like that. Oh, but another thing that these older people that I talk to, what they say is like, you know, because a lot of them got kids and they like, I'd rather my wife be home taking care of the kids instead of hiring a nanny. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, right. Daycare and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I guess it's expensive too.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Like, what about you though? Like, you being younger?
Being younger, I would want a hustler. Because keeping it real, I can't guarantee no female at this day and age all my time, right?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
When I was in a relationship, I had a girl that was like, she didn't go to school. She had like no extracurricular activities. She just go to work, like, you know what I'm saying? Come home, go to work. And like, she'll just be aggravated with herself, like, honestly, because she ain't got nothing to do with herself. And so I didn't help because I was always busy. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't help her, like, be happy, stuff like that. And so because of that, I feel like that kind of, like,
soured your relationship?
It soured the relationship because, like, she just didn't have a life outside of that. And the fact that I'm trying to, like, get myself going, it could be deeper than that, but I'm just saying, like, on the outside.
Yeah.
Like, it was because, like, she just ain't have nothing going. So, like, I would need a hustler, like, just to match, like, what I got going on. Even if you're not, like, even if you ain't got your own ventures, like, but if you got that hustler mentality, like, you can come on these trips with me and, like, give me ideas to get stuff better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because a relationship for me would be, like, more so, like, I don't know, help and happiness. Like, help, like, just think about things I didn't know.
Yeah.
And happiness, just sharing happiness, really. Like, a housewife is, I look at that as just, like, somebody else I would have to take care of. Even though she's taking care of home, but
yeah.
I would still have to take care of her in the home, like, making sure the home is there. Like, I would have to work twice as hard. And it's like, yeah. I feel like I'm going to be working twice as hard either way. Like, I'm going to still be doing what I do. So, I don't want to keep working twice as hard. And then she can't match my energy because she don't know what it feels like. She don't know why I'm frustrated from being extra tired because she's been lounging around. Even though that might not be the case, but that's what I see out of it. So, that's why I would lean towards hustle. Just because I know she matching my energy. She not... And it's less pettiness because she too busy trying to make shit happen, like being busy.
Dog, I want to see Pizzo back in a relationship, dog. Like,
I don't even know what it feels like no more, bro.
I'm petitioning, like.
I changed.
I know, dog. I remember
I'm too lame for y'all to have in my DM, so don't even try. That's what I be doing. I be turning them away. I know on the jump, but I can't let them know that on the jump.
So, I need to sit with, matter of fact, we gotta get cuffed, dog. We gotta be out here, in relationships.
We gotta get our life right, like Pizzo been trying to do.
Yeah.
I've been, bro, like, it's like, I've been trying to, like, every time I feel like I gotta step ahead and I try to deal with a female just cause I feel like, congratulations to you. You can go deal with a female.
Yeah.
And then when I get done dealing with them, I'm like, nah, bro, you gotta leave that junk alone, dog. It's just a distraction right now, dog.
I don't need nothing
to distract me. Like, I like everything that's going on in my life. I don't want to be distracted from my life.
I like being able to do whatever I feel like doing, right, whenever I feel like doing it, man. I'm not gonna lie, like,
I do miss, like, just consistency. You know,
yeah.
Other than that, like, talk, like, cause I be like, my dogs don't give a F what I got to say, man. Like, that's why I talk so much on the radio. Cause my dog, like, I be talking about football and they'll cut me off halfway. Man, this pizza was so trash, dog. I'm like, dang, bro. Like, so that's the only thing I like that whole communication, like somebody who gonna listen to you whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Pizza, like, you gonna listen to me.
You know what I'm saying? Make me repeat myself three times. Nah, I ain't trying to deal with that. So, I mean, other than that, you're just looking for another friend. I got that in my circle, so I don't know.
I think I'm end up settling down with, like, an older woman, bro. Like, that's mid gonna be my to late bet. 30s, like.
But at the same time, bro, I notice, like, every time I get into a relationship, bro, like, the woman is always older than me. And I think that's the problem. Like, I think she be
sending me. Bro, you don't want no young jit, bro.
But I never had a young. Well, when I have, somebody my age, it's, like, it's always the talking phase. But yeah. I always get in a relationship with, like, the women that's older than me. And I always feel sunned. Like, maybe feel like I ain't doing enough. Like, I don't know. And so it's like, I can't find that balance because I ain't had enough older women yet. I ain't been in no real relationship with a woman my age or younger. You know,
I
got a
feeling if I date a girl younger than me, I'm going to be so annoyed. Like, I'm like, what? You want to do what? You want to go get ice cream? What? You got shit to do.
And maybe the older women annoyed with me. Like, maybe that's myself in their shoes. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why that never lasts as long. Because it go a long time, but eventually somebody get tired of that whole, and it's always because of the age disparity.
Yo, is there like a certain like time frame you gotta hit before like you go past the talking stage and you make her like official, like?
Nah.
Or you just go based off how you feel? I'm based off how I feel.
It's been a time where it's like the talking phase was like cut short, super short.
What's dream?
Like, I just got the number and it's like, you know how the talking phase is like the whole getting to know you thing. That's how I see the talking phase.
Yeah, but I feel like you really don't even really know the person. Like, you got to go through certain stuff. That's what I feel like.
Nah, but see, I might take you on like one or two dates and then chill at the house. That's the talking phase.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how I get to know a person like that. I know you in public by yourself and I guess through text. But I really judge you on like when we finally like link by ourselves, like,
yeah,
if you're just trying to be a rabbit and just hunch on me all day, then I can't hunch on but me if you trying to like you like trying to keep it cool, you know what I'm saying,
just hunch on me,
that's how I gauge it, you know what
just
saying?
Hunch on me
just but yeah, that's how I gauge like how long the talking stage in just
hunch on me. Nah, I feel like I don't know, bro, like it's weird with me, bro, because there's some girls that I've been talking to for a minute before I cuff. And there's some girls I'd be talking to for like 3 weeks and I cut. It's like, it's all depend on like, I'm
but
like,
the girls that I've been talking to for like, for the longest, like, that would be like the best ones for me. Like, it ain't nothing rushed about it. Nothing feels rushed either. Like, nobody asking questions like, what are we? It's just straight up.
What are we?
You know what I'm saying? It's just straight up good vibes and all that.
Don't be asking me, what are we, dog?
And that be the best relationship. Because it's like, when you taking your time, you ain't got to ask that. Because ain't no what are we. Because you see exactly what's going on type of thing. When you rushing, it's like, damn, we just smashed on the first day. Like, are we together or not? Like, what's going on? That's when the what are we questions come about.
What are we? We humans.
We two human beings. I'm black and you mixed or whatever the case be. But nah, that's how that be. I gauge it off of, I feel like the talking stage is necessary.
Nah, of course. You got to know who you dealing with, bro. You got to know who you around. You got to know if she going to hold the fire. You got to know if she going to stash the hang. Yeah.
And if you skip it.
You
got to
know if she going to lie for you. You know what I'm saying? You got to know if she going to, you know what I'm saying? You got to know all that stuff.
Yeah, if she get food stamps or not. Like, you got to know these things. That's one thing, bro. That's one thing that relationships don't cover, bro. Finances, bro. Yeah. You ever been in like relationship business, like the whole finance thing is just like unknown to you?
What do you mean?
Because it's like, pocket watching, like, that's frowned upon, like, so you don't never know, like.
I feel like it's frowned upon, but everybody do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, but nobody want to talk about it, though.
Shh, I do it.
And I feel like. I feel like if that's something that people will be open about in their relationships, like, that'll make things.
Oh, you mean like pocket watching each other?
Like, yeah, like pocket watching each other. Like, because then, like, maybe you don't spoil her so much, and then it's like, she thinking you got it the whole time you don't, but you hustling every day to get that bit, but she think you got it.
I be careful about
but
that.
But nobody
bro.
Talks about how that much money they got in their pocket. They just like,
bro, that done backfired on me a few times. Right. Bro, I done splurged on a purse, like a special occasion. She thinking like, I'm always finna get that, like a purse. I'm like, hold up. Like, this was a one time. Like, relax. Like, or we'll go to a club and I get bottles because it's her birthday. Mm-hmm. And she think every time we go to a club, we finna get bottles. Like, no, we not. Like, sometimes we not gonna be in VIP. Sometimes we gonna be at the bar.
General
sorry. Mission. Yeah, we gonna be in the corner. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Drinking fucking, you know what I'm saying? Water with a lemon, acting like it's alcohol just to fit in.
Yeah. And that's one of the things you learn about during the talking stage too.
Another thing, yo, I feel like I do this and nobody else does this. Tell me if you do this, bro. When I'm with a girl, I'll find out like who her exes or who like are the past few people she dealt with.
And you judge off of it?
I judge off it.
I used to do that.
If he a lame, I'm like, I look at you funny like.
You lame.
Like, now you gonna rub it like.
Or now I just know I gotta teach you so much, jump man.
And if he a killer, I'd be like, yo, I'm good. Like, I don't wanna date you.
Yeah,
like,
cause you gonna rob me.
Nah, or if like she got a thing for killers, I'm like, you crazy. Something wrong
with
you.
I'm gonna trust girls who like this.
I don't wanna be around you.
Yeah, if she like that extra thug mentality, I just don't trust her. I feel like she'll rob me. And she don't even know, like, that's the thing. Like, it be girls that like this super thug
involved in some
and
stuff.
She don't even know what thug is. And so she with this fake thug, and then you get involved in some fake thug mess. Like, that's another situation.
She'll get you involved in so much. Like, you be out, somebody bump in her, she be like, "Bae, shoot him."
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo, what? Hey, we even know what happened.
I don't want to do this.
Why you got me involved in this?
I don't want to do this.
Bro, that be real, bro.
Oh, so you ain't going to defend me? Bro.
Bitch, you started it.
That's
what you
so
want me
middle
to
school,
do?
Though. Like, dealing with females that get you in the joint. I can't deal with no female that just off-real or to put me in confrontation.
Bro, I remember.
I want to be the man by myself. Don't motivate me to go hit this man. Let me go hit him by myself. Like,
bro, I remember I was dealing with.
He hit you.
This is how slimy some girls are. I was dealing with this girl who had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
They lived together. Me and her, we went out to kick it. And she got into some dude. And then she came up to me like, "Why you ain't hit him? Why you ain't?"
What?
I'm like, "Bitch, you got a boyfriend. Like, you got a dude. Like,
you better call your man."
Yeah, you better call your man. Like, I'm out here by myself. They like 5D. Like, you better call your
side
man.
Side dudes
crazy.
Don't get the responsibility.
Side dudes do not.
We got a side of disclosure
dudes
for that.
Do not.
We don't defend you.
That's so bad, bro. We don't defend
side
you.
Side dudes don't defend you. That's for your man.
Oh, man.
This is spicy.
Anywho, man. Peter, you got something else to add up? I'm wrapped up, bro.
Man, I got to say that.
We dropped some gems.
We did. And for everybody that's in a relationship, keep in mind that it is summertime. It is hot. Keep your girl in some AC. Keep her fed. And that's how you're going to keep your relationship this summer. You understand me? Advice from the City Boys.
All day, all day. Hey, don't forget to listen to City Boys on Spotify.
Yeah.
On SoundCloud.
Hey, BitFlex.
Facebook Live.
Apple.
Twitter Live.
BitFlex.
YouTube.
BitFlex.
On the radio.
Everywhere.
Download the app.
Yeah. Google
what's
Play.
What's up, man?
What's
like,
up?
What's the Yo, people need to start, like, when they listening, like, on the radio.
Yeah.
Or, like, they watching the Facebook. They need to, like, start Instagramming it and tagging us, like.
Yeah, so we
can
know.
Yeah,
so
bro,
I just want to know who mess with me so I can mess with you. You know
comment,
what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
share the love, baby.
Do something, man.
Let me know how real you is by tagging us in the 949 The City Post, man. Show me.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, we sir. Out.